Y94.
Next, 36 in the morning, 53 degrees in Fargo, Moorhead High. We're the Playhouse Zero, Rap Maggie, Y94, the number one hit music station. Your next shot at some free money will be at 7:20 this morning in the credit card cash out, which we play four times a day. 7:20, 11:20, 2:20, and 4:20. In a couple of minutes, Maggie the Love Doctor, but right now it is time for a Playhouse soundboard call. Now here's how these work. A soundboard is a collection, a compilation, if you will, of clips of a celebrity or character. Now what we do is we dial a phone number somewhere here in the United States of America and just go ahead and play these clips for them. And usually they hang up on us. And then we sit here and cry in the studio. But every so often, this magical thing happens where it kind of resembles a conversation and we go, we got to save this and play this for our friends in the Playhouse family. So we give you this week's soundboard call starring the legendary Tom Hanks.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Hey. Hello?
May I ask who you are?
This is... Who is this?
Joe Fox.
Do I know you?
Just call me Joe.
Oh, okay. Well, Joe, do I know you?
Can I ask you a question?
I guess, yeah.
Do you think we should meet?
Is there a reason that we should meet? Do I know you?
I'm in the book business.
I really have no idea who this is.
I wanted to be your friend.
Oh, okay. Did I say no at some point to us being friends?
I'm sure you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Well, you're very correct in that. I have no idea what you're talking about, who you are. I have no idea what's going on.
Would you like to hear me tell a joke?
Sure.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hi, this is Joe Fox. Who's this?
Who?
Oh, shut up.
All right, look, Joe, I've had quite enough of this, so I'm going to go.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay, bye.
The Morning Playhouse.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
This is just so brutal, and yet I can't look away.
Y94. I've never...
Let me live that fantasy. Playhouse in the Morning airs here on Y94, the number one hit music station, playing all the hits. When it comes to love, when it comes to relationships... When it comes to matters of the heart, there is only one person you can turn to for honest, tender, heartfelt advice. That is not me or Rat. It's Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Submit your love, relationship, tender issues at Y94.com under quick links. It says Maggie the Love Doctor. Maggie, are you ready?
I think so.
Benjamin says, Maggie the Love Doctor, my wife, God bless her soul, passes a lot of gas in her sleep. It is the most foul thing I have ever smelled. Suggestions on things I can do that won't hurt her feelings or cause any sort of argument.
Oh.
You want to know what my advice was first?
What?
Fall asleep first.
Oh, true. What if it wakes him up in the middle of the
that's
night?
Really bad.
I mean, that's bad.
I don't know. What
Maybe
do you do?
Slip her some Beano before dinner or something.
Slip her some Beano. Rat?
Maybe a buffer blanket? Because that's crucial. When you, like, move the covers wrong mm-hmm. and then go...
Okay. So we got fall asleep first, buffer blanket, and Maggie's Beano. Slip her some Beano.
Wine cork.
Okay.
Oh, God.
You know, sometimes, I'll be honest, I'm not sure when we move on from some of these messages that we've really solved anything.
I really don't know with that one. You could talk to her about it, but she's going to get angry with you.
You got nobody smelly in your life,
you,
huh?
Yeah. What? Well, it's a little more offensive when a guy says it to a girl than a girl saying it to a guy.
You stanky.
Yeah.
Lacey says, my boyfriend has went from saying I love you all the time to barely even uttering it more than 5 times a day. Everything else is the same in our relationship, but I am worried that this might be a bad sign. It went from being super frequent I love yous to slowing noticeably down. What do you think, Maggie?
It could just be more of a comfort thing, like he just is comfortable with you now and doesn't feel like he needs to say it all the time to not reassure you that he that's how he feels.
Mm-hmm.
But if I mean, if you're worried about it, you could just say it first and see if, you know, yeah, you
if
too,
he responds.
Or, yeah.
My first thought was, if everything else is the same, she says everything else in the relationship is exactly the same, it's kind of like a new toy, right?
Yeah.
When you first get the new toy, the new video game, whatever you want to compare it to, you use it all the time.
Yes.
But I think that, you know, once you get past the, like, newness of it, and the, I love you, 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 it does slow down after a while. People tend to overdo it at the start of the I love you in.
Well, it was like barely 5 times a day. What the crap do you want?
Yeah.
Can I have a napkin? I love you. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I love you. What, man.
Let's see. Natalie wants to know, Maggie the Love Doctor, what do you think of this? My boyfriend has a thing for food in our romance. But I think the food he is choosing is really sticky and gross. I.e. ice cream, pudding, chocolate syrup. What are some less messy foods that people have fun with?
I have no input on this one.
You know, here's
no
the
idea.
Tricky thing. All the fun foods are messy.
Get messy, yeah.
Nobody is ever like, hey, let's bust out the saltine crackers, crumple them all over my tum-tum.
Because then you got crumbs in the bed.
Well,
I know.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody likes crumbs in the bed. What I like about this collection of letters for you this week, well, these really aren't Maggie questions.
They're not. They're more of like YouTube questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we should be the Love Doctors.
Okay.
Maggie the Love Doctor, Maddie wants to know, my husband has the worst taste ever in fashion. Two words, bowling shirts. He says, just because we're married, it doesn't give me control over his wardrobe, .. But, .. Doesn't it?
I think you have to be careful with this one, because if you don't want to push him so far to the side that you have to wear only what I tell you to. But I think if you just kind of, I don't know, put a few shirts into his wardrobe, but don't go overboard and say you have to throw all of your clothes away and start over.
So buy him clothes that you think
slowly,
he would be
yes,
sexy in.
Slowly work your fashion into his fashion.
Nobody can pull off the bowling shirt. Trust me, I tried. There was a period there a couple of years ago where... And I don't know if it was a Charlie Sheen thing or if I was just so... I was not my best physically at the time, and they felt like the one thing that fit.
Mm-hmm.
It was sad. But nobody told me, hey, Zero, the bowling shirt ain't working for you. And I wish. I look at pictures and I'm just like, oh my. It just doesn't look good. It does not look good.
I think everybody's got, you know, that stage. Mm-hmm. Everybody goes through that like, oh my God, what was I thinking?
In a relationship, you have to allow for at least some comfortable
yes,
days.
Yeah.
Like,
not
we as dudes
day,
don't judge Fat Pants Friday. We accept
or
it.
Or Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. No.
Or Monday through
or
Sunday.
Or Wednesday.
All right, Maggie, one more for the Love Doctor.
Okay.
My boyfriend has developed a really strong friendship with a female at work. He texts her all the time. I'm worried it will grow into something more. He tells me that I'm being silly and that it's just a friendship and that men and women can be friends. But at what point is texting too much texting? .. She texted him at 1 a.m. the other night.
That's too much.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a little excessive. There's no reason you need to be talking to a coworker in the middle of the night.
I was completely like, this Kim is overreacting.
Until the last sentence. I totally agree with you.
At what point is it too much texting? 1 a.m.
Right.
There is a, I call it the booty frame.
Yes.
The booty frame. There is a point at night / early morning where if you are calling or texting, it is nothing other than a booty request.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants the booty, booty, booty.
Mm-hmm.
Or she, in this case, wants the booty, booty, booty. And we have had debate on the show before as to what time of night that is. I tend to think midnight.
Mm-hmm.
after midnight, maybe even 11:30, depending on the person, if you are texting, hey, what are you doing? You're calling. It is in the booty frame.
Mm-hmm.
What time would you put on it?
See, I go to bed early, so I would say 11.
8:30.
Like, I'm old. Yeah, right. 7 o'clock.
The early bird special.
It could also depend what you're doing.
That's mm-hmm. true.
Because apparently when I'm taking a bubble bath, it's wrong to text zero.
That is a little creepy.
I don't know why.
11:30 midnight, I think that's in the booty frame. It has to be a booty request.
Weekends, whenever you leave the bar.
Yeah.
Like,
well, if you're drunk at the time, let's be honest, it's probably a booty request. Mm-hmm. Rat, what do you say the booty frame is?
Booty frame happens anywhere between midnight to 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's got to be booty.
Yeah.
It's all, I just like saying booty. But I think that, so we're kind of midnight, we seem settled.
Yes.
That is too much texting,
that's
though. Clearly there's something, she's sniffing around and she wants the booty.
Right.
Or something else. This has been Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor. Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Will I am Brittany Paramore, your news and weather, credit card, cash out, group therapy. These are the things that are on the way.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
There are many things seriously wrong with me.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
And not quirks either. Like diagnosable psychological problems.
Y94.